everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today, I have Megan. She's the Chief Stew and she is part of the Intake 3 Advanced Leadership Course. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, Corinne. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. And I know this is a very scary thing for you to do. And we spoke about it in the leadership course and you put your hand up because you want to confront your fear and put yourself out there. And I thank you for doing that.
Got to get over it.
Yes. Right. So before we start, it'd just be helpful for our viewers to get a bit of knowledge about you, your background, how long you've been working in the industry for.
Sure. So like Corinne said, my name is Megan. I am a chief stewardess in the industry. I'm currently looking for my next role as chief stewardess. I've been in yachting over 7 years now and been on pretty busy boats, really, so far in my career.
Okay, so busy meaning mostly charter?
Mostly charter, yes, doing dual seasons, charter with a lot of owner's use as well.
Okay, fantastic. So you've got a wealth of experience. And talking about leadership, I'm sure you were exposed to an array of different leadership styles, and we did cover that in the course in terms of laissez-faire, autocratic, democratic. Interesting to actually go down that avenue. From your experience, what do you think is the common style of management within our industry?
I find it very broad. I definitely have been exposed to many different types of leadership. Definitely, you know, even from my perspective, learning from others, a reason why I wanted to jump in and do the course was to even gain a better perspective and understanding of my own leadership style, because obviously you pick up different things from different people throughout your career. And I've been exposed to aggressive types, laissez-faire, people who kind of sit back and let others take the reins, to overbearing, controlling. So I've experienced it all. And I feel as though more commonly now, a lot of crew seem to be leaving boats due to poor leadership. And I've been exposed to it myself over the years. And there's no excuse for it, really, having so many resources available to us these days. I just thought it was important to really take responsibility for myself and understand my own leadership style better, and learn new skills and grow and develop my own style.
Beautiful. So going into your own style of leadership, which is self-leadership, and I believe that you need to understand yourself as a leader first, because we come with these unique set of qualities and attributes, and no one can be carbon copy of a particular leader. So it's about harnessing those strengths. It's also about exposing your areas of growth and closing the gap around those areas to strengthen your leadership skills. What have you learned about yourself?
About myself, there's a lot that I wanted to learn about myself, definitely from personal experiences before yachting, that, you know, shape you as a person growing up. So I know a lot of people have their own background, you know, whether they've been exposed to bullying or come from a broken home, or, you know, there's obviously everybody has their own backgrounds, how they were brought up. So I, you know, wanted to dive into reasons behind why I would react a certain way to a certain situation versus someone who grew up in a different country, different background, why they would react a certain way. What I learned about myself is, obviously, I know areas that I need to improve in and where I want to learn and grow and develop new skills. So learning those types of, what have I learned about myself?
Yes, correct, yes.
I don't really know,
Megan, you've learned a hell of a lot.
So, yeah, and just.
Okay, should I do a take?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that one again.
Okay, so let's have a think about this. Go back to your SWOT analysis and your summary. Maybe talk about those key takeaways.
Okay.
So I'll ask the question again.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Megan, what have you learned about yourself as a result of doing the course?
I have learned that obviously as we grow and learn as leaders in our positions, you know, sometimes you walk away from a situation and you think to yourself, well, I probably could have handled that better. So it does take a lot of reflecting, and it takes a lot to be the type of person to reflect on past situations and relationships and things like that in yachting and really understand where you need to grow as a person. And then taking that a step further, doing this course and having done a feedback survey, you know, you to be vulnerable enough to ask people questions of where they think you can improve versus where you think you can improve is really quite empowering to see how you view yourself versus how other people see you. So for me to realize my weaknesses and know that I want to develop and learn and become a better version of myself versus looking at areas of weaknesses that other people might see in me that perhaps I didn't see before or didn't acknowledge is, I think, very important as a leader, you know, especially with different generations coming into the industry and people needing to be led in different ways. You know, younger generations might see a weakness in me that old generations might not, just because they need to be led a certain way versus someone else.
Absolutely. And I can hear you speak from a standpoint of maturity. And what I mean by that is that it takes emotional intelligence to be able to put yourself out there and to receive feedback. Now let's take a look at your history in yachting. How often have you received feedback in the format of a performance review?
To be honest, I've never done a formal performance review. I have never been exposed to it. I want to do something like that going forward as a leader in the industry. I think it's incredibly important to be able to sit down with your team and look at areas of growth, you know, to support your team in where the individuals within your team want to learn and grow and develop. I have had informal feedback, but I've never filled out a form based on my own experience versus my HOD's experience working with me. So going forward, I'm very excited to implement performance reviews on board with my team.
Brilliant. What are the benefits of performance reviews and how should you not do them? Because I think there might be a misunderstanding of how performance reviews, in terms of the content of those performance reviews and how they should be conducted.
Definitely. I think a lot of people are hesitant and afraid to do performance reviews, definitely because it can be challenging if you have an underperforming crew member, let's say. So you don't want to knock your team down. A performance review should be viewed as something positive and looking at areas of growth to be able to develop yourself and your team and work together on developing skills. You know, keep your crew motivated, helps a lot with crew retention, keeping crew around, keeping them happy, giving them purpose, really.
And I think a performance review should be a conversation, non-threatening. And yes. What I've seen in our industry yacht management companies, it's a requirement to do a performance review, but it's a tick and flick. So you get a form that you need to grade, essentially. And the captain's probably the person that does that. And you're not eliciting any information about the crew member when it's done in that way. And it's about, I think, a collaborative approach involving the crew member who's involved in that particular performance review.
Yeah, and it's also a case of, you know, as much as it's a performance review on the crew member and someone within your team, it should be about you as a leader as well. So I definitely am open to holding a safe space to be able to talk openly with a crew member about their performance and where they are looking to improve in their role, but also getting feedback from your team members is very important because you might be missing something that they're experiencing, or, you know, going back to different generations, you know, younger generations might be thinking, oh, well, she's being very insensitive, and different personalities and things like that. So being able to look at the individual within the team and guide them as an individual rather than your team as a whole is very important.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Well said. So I know that you're looking for work at the moment and you've done a number of interviews. What have you learned about interviews?
Very different styles of interviews. I've definitely been doing more interviews than I've ever done before at the moment. And what's very interesting is since doing the interviews now and having spoken about doing this leadership course, I've had a lot of positive feedback about that. So I've had crew agents actually, I had one crew agent in particular, ask me more questions about the leadership course than anything else. So yeah, I've had people tell me that it's very powerful to be able to sit back and take advantage of a course like this in a position that I'm in, not working right now, like really focusing on developing my skills. And because of crew leaving boats right now due to poor leadership, it's common knowledge in the industry, to be able to, you know, develop my skills and be a better leader for my team. Obviously people are looking for different things right now in the industry. The Russian boats are looking for a very different style of crew than charter boats right now. So there's obviously different questions that people are asking in the interviews. It's very empowering to be able to say in an interview, if somebody, I've had people ask me, you know, oh, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? That kind of thing. And for me to be able to very openly and confidently tell them, well, actually, I'm doing a leadership course at the moment and I've done a feedback survey. Let me just open that up and I'll walk you through what I think my weaknesses are versus what other people think my weaknesses are. And yeah, it's, my interview process has been very different than it has been in the past, and it's all for the better, really.
Excellent. And what's their reaction when you go through your research inquiry and your findings?
Very positive. I definitely knew areas that I needed to work on as a leader before starting the course. And also the way that you've structured the course, Corinne, is, you know, in the first module, we're looking at what type of leader do we want to be? What are our goals, you know? And to be able to sit and reflect back and look at areas where I do want to improve, I've already got an idea of what people might give me feedback on. So by the time I've done the survey and gotten the feedback from people that I've worked with in the past, it's interesting, but also very, I don't know what the right word is.
Insightful?
Very insightful to see what others, how others view me as a leader. So agents and captains interviewing me, I think it's quite brave to be able to be vulnerable, ask for the feedback, directly ask, where can I improve? How can I be a better leader? So yeah, it's all been very positive.
Excellent. Now, two closing questions for you. Why do you think there is poor leadership in our industry? I mean, there's obviously very good leadership, but just focusing on those who are underperforming as leaders. Why is that?
I believe some people in leadership positions, they've either gotten there too quickly and they haven't harnessed all the skills necessary to be able to understand people in their team properly, to be able to lead them effectively. And I think a lot of it is just either people not caring enough or not caring enough to want to be a better leader and want to improve themselves, or perhaps not understanding themselves and their exact leadership style and how to lead a team effectively compared to what they're currently doing. Because a lot of this course is really about understanding yourself first, diving into that and asking the hard questions. And it is a bit of an emotional roller coaster sometimes during the course. That's not to discourage anybody who's thinking about doing it and is maybe a bit afraid to do it, because it's definitely worth it. But yeah, I think it takes a lot of self-development, self-understanding to be able to be a better leader for others.
Brilliant. Okay. So I can hear the conviction in your voice that you will not tolerate working under poor leadership again. What is your advice to crew members, because I know they aren't there, who are working under poor leadership?
Gosh, right now, I would say this course has changed my perspective a lot. To be able to understand your leader better and understand yourself better is only going to help you. To be able to evaluate a situation or a person and understand where they're coming from, why they're doing that, what are their thoughts behind that, what are they valuing versus what I'm valuing, is very helpful.
And I'm hearing a common theme with those that I interview is that this course certainly gives you confidence. And I think that's so important as a leader. It's the right confidence. It's not the egocentric confidence, but it's the confidence that comes within to be able to inspire others. And in the course, we talk about transformational leadership, and that's an ability to guide, support, mentor your crew so that they can follow your way and inspire others to do the same. And I think that's such a beautiful gift to offer the industry. So Megan, thank you so much for your time and putting yourself in an uncomfortable position, which is doing this interview and being vulnerable. And I'm so glad you can now go back and tick off your goal that you've done it.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, thank you so much. I've loved having you in the course and reading all your answers. You go into great detail. You're very thorough. And that yacht recruiter management company was spot on. The fact that you've utilized your time off so well, I think is only of credit to you and of benefit to you, because you're making the most of your time off and really developing those wonderful leadership skills that you have.
Well, thank you. And thank you for being so open and helpful and, you know, instilling confidence and in all of us in the course. And it's not only about doing the course and learning new skills, it's also connection, making new friends and networking in the industry and being able to do the course alongside like-minded individuals is amazing.
Yeah, you're so right. It's incredible how this course attracts a particular type of individual. And I'm so grateful for that. It's a very special type.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, Kareen.
Thank you. I'll speak to you on Tuesday. I'll see you on Tuesday in the course.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.